Our gospel reading tonight is our sermon text from Matthew 17, beginning at verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. For these midweek Advent services, we are going to focus upon Christ's threefold office of prophet, priest, and king. And tonight we'll take a look at the prophetic office. Our text is Matthew 17:5, which is from the Transfiguration account that I read, and these words: "While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" So far, the words of our text. Tonight, we consider the theme, Jesus, a prophet to listen to. My fellow redeemed and listeners in Christ Jesus. Probably a reasonable starting point would be to ask and answer the question, well, just what is a prophet? Well, a prophet is many things. It is one who speaks for another. As Aaron was to speak to Pharaoh on behalf of Moses. A prophet is one who is of God and speaks for God, making known and interpreting the word and will of God to mankind. A prophet is much like an ambassador who speaks on behalf of the one who sends him. Paul says, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Jeremiah was a prophet of God, carrying the Lord's message to sinful Judah and Israel, calling them to repentance and to turn back to the Lord. But as we sadly know, much of what Jeremiah said fell on deaf ears and hardened hearts, as the people did not repent as he had pleaded with them to do. How is Jesus a prophet in that sense? Or we could ask, what constitutes the prophetic part of his office or his life? For he is God himself, come in human flesh. So when Jesus speaks, God is speaking. In Deuteronomy, we learn, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your countrymen. You shall listen to him." Those are the same words the Father speaks to those gathered on the Mount of Transfiguration. Listen to him. Sometimes it's hard for us to clearly hear the voice of Jesus, our Savior, today. For the world is crying out to us, "Hear this, believe this, try this," or you've all heard this one, "Well, it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe." As Luther said in the meaning of the third commandment, we should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Enough said. Christ Jesus came in human flesh, full of grace and truth. Jesus executed his prophetic office through his teaching in what was a short 3-year ministry. That prophetic office was also carried on by apostles and other prophets. We read God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in many prophets and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son. Jesus preached of his Father. Jesus preached of his own redeeming work. Jesus did not come as another lawgiver, as was Moses before him, but he came as the one who would fulfill the law by keeping it perfectly for us. Then he was willing to gather all sins into himself and goes to the cross. And through that cross, he is splintered by the wood, and he is splattered with his own blood for the forgiveness of our sins. We will hear more about that next week as we look at his priestly office. The disciples, just prior to his ascension, were told this: go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Through that preaching office, Christ continues to expand and feed and nurture his church. In his preaching and teaching, Jesus proclaimed both law and gospel. Jesus reproved, rebuked, and admonished people for their sins. You know, he had quite an advantage in that he could look directly into the heart and see everything. For it was Jesus who said, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile the man." While the law kills and exposes and lays bare those deep recesses of the heart, it is the gospel that makes alive, that heals and restores and lifts us up from that burden of sin. The gospel is about Jesus and his work on our behalf. As he is nailed to the cross, he suffers, bleeds, and dies, is buried, and is raised to life on the third day, just as he had prophetically said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." Jesus' prophetic office goes forth as he sends men forth to preach the good news about himself. But don't be misled. There are plenty of false prophets around today. One way you can tell is when someone stands before you, or there's so much stuff on the internet today, that say, such and such is going to happen, and it's going to happen on this day. Well, then it doesn't happen. That's a false prophet. Martin Luther, who had something to say about just about everything, wrote, "The prophet begins with rebuking, as the manner of all prophets is, Then follows the sweet comfort of the prophet. The devil acts the other way. First, he walks gently in order to deceive, then leaves a stench behind. God first frightens and leads into hell, then he exalts. This is the manner of the divine word and work. Destruction precedes construction. The devil works the other way, end quote. There's always application there for each of us. I think we are at a point in time that the church has become complacent. And what was once regarded as sin is no longer always the case. To the point that we begin to feel and accept that once we clearly knew to be sin is now somehow acceptable behavior and no sin at all. And when that happens, the devil has entrapped us. And he's working very hard at tugging us away from our Savior and his prophetic word. And Jesus would only say one thing: repent and believe the gospel. Jesus is a prophet to listen to. He is with us when and where his word is faithfully preached and his sacraments are administered according to his command. So we take heed of his word as Jesus continues to carry out his prophetic office. As pastors are called to preach the gospel of redemption so that we hear his word and we find comfort in the fact that our sins are all forgiven for Christ's sake, that eternal life is God's gift to us in Christ. And through that very word, our faith is enriched and strengthened so that we too can all be bearers of that prophetic word to the people that God places in our midst in the completed work of Christ Jesus. Amen.